Keep up to date with the past on the 100 Years Ago Show with Mark Stein.
The meteoric fame of a West Virginia village, the French are speaking to the Pope again, and Western Union cables the government, stop! It's November 1920.
100 years from today.
Your world news update, the messy aftermath of the Great War continues. It's just a few days since the outgoing American President Woodrow Wilson, in his capacity as arbitrator for the League of Nations, submitted his decision to the League Supreme Council with respect to the border between an aggressive Turkey and the new Republic of Armenia. But the more pressing problem may be Armenia's northern border. The Red Army of the Soviet Union has just invaded. Queen Olga left Greece when her husband King George was assassinated and returned to her native Russia. She then found herself trapped there when the Soviet Revolution broke out. She managed to escape to Switzerland and has now returned to Greece following her grandson King Alexander's fatal bite from a monkey. Her Majesty has now taken the oath as Queen Regent before the Greek Parliament and will reign pending her adopted country's choice of a new monarch. The first legislative elections have been held in the new Kingdom of Serbs, Croats and Slovenes. The new Republic of Estonia has elected its first parliament. After 3 days of voting, the Social Democratic Workers' Party won a plurality but not a majority, 41 seats out of 100. France's National Assembly has voted to restore diplomatic relations with the Vatican after 47 years. And to reopen a French embassy in Vatican City. Paris severed relations with the Vatican in 1873 after the Franco-Prussian War. Ireland descends deeper into tit-for-tat violence. The so-called Bloody Sunday in Dublin began at 9 a.m. when groups of 6 to 8 members of the Irish Republican Army went door-to-door, killing 15 of the government's undercover intelligence operatives. That afternoon, members of the Royal Irish Constabulary drove into Croke Park, where 5,000 spectators were watching Dublin play a match of Gaelic football against Tipperary. The RIC opened fire on the crowd and killed an equal number to the IRA's morning death toll. Among them was Michael Hogan, one of the Tipperary players. The day ended with the arrest of 3 IRA men linked to the morning's killings. They were taken to Dublin Castle and died there that evening. Across the Irish Sea in the English city of Liverpool and its suburb Bootle, 18 warehouses, mostly full of cotton, were torched with gasoline and paraffin shortly before 9 p.m. And now another attack has taken place in County Cork. 2 truckloads of officers of the Auxiliary Division, they assist the Royal Irish Constabulary, 2 truckloads of officers have been ambushed by the Irish Republican Army as they were returning from Macroon to Dunmanway. At the city of Amapala, government representatives from Guatemala, Nicaragua, Honduras and Costa Rica have signed a boundary agreement as the first step toward a reunification of Central America into a single nation. Since the gold rush ended, you might think there's not much reason to visit Alaska unless you're partial to doing the grizzly bear and shaking yourself just like a blizzard. But in fact, the territory is growing. Anchorage was settled just 5 years ago, but it has now been incorporated as a city with a population of around 1,800. Leopold David, a former federal marshal and probate judge, has been appointed the new city's first mayor. Do you like fake news? There's a lot of it about. Houseville, West Virginia made national headlines when a large meteor was reported to have struck the center of the hamlet near the railroad station, exploding as it buried itself in the ground. According to the New York Times, headline writers, meteor falls in village. Houseville, West Virginia is thrown in panic as it explodes with terrific blast. Alas, there was no such meteor and no such panic. There are no telephones in Houseville. And by the time any actual citizen thereof had been contacted, the incendiary headlines had been splashed coast to coast.
When the white frost hits the valley and the snow conceals the wood, the lumberjack has enough to do to find his family food. No time he has for pleasure or to hunt the buck and doe. He will roam the wild woods over and once more the lumbering go, and once more the lumbering go. We will roam the wild woods over and once more the lumbering go.
When the white frost gilds the valleys, the coal congeals the flood, a lumbering will go. 16 lumberjacks from a crew of 33 are dead. They were on Maine's Chesuncook Lake on a boat bound for the lumber camp of the Great Northern Paper Company. The boat caught fire. Not a solitary lumberman perished in the flames. Instead, they jumped into the lake, and half their number died trying to swim to shore in those icy waters. Charles Ponzi, who defrauded Boston investors in a practice the press has dubbed the Ponzi scheme, pleaded guilty to one of two federal indictments of mail fraud. The court at Plymouth, Massachusetts, has now sentenced him to the maximum term of 5 years in prison. The normal fine portion of the sentence has been waived because Mr. Ponzi is broke and has no money to repay those he defrauded. Don't you hate deadbeats? Just 2 days ago, the Western Union Company announced that it would no longer send messages by cable for the United States government unless it was paid in advance. Newcomb Carlton, president of Western Union, said that they had not received a check from the US State Department in over a year, since August 1919. Now, Western Union has abandoned the policy after Admiral William Benson announced that henceforth the federal government would send all cables via a rival service, the Postal Telegraph Company. Have you heard of the postage meter? After lobbying by its inventor, Arthur Pitney, and his business partner, Walter Bowes, the Pitney-Bowes postage meter has been approved by the United States Post Office as an alternative to postage stamps. Douglas Fairbanks is an instant hit in his new film about a strange, distant, masked man, The Mask of Zorro. From Zorro to Zero, a roundish stone written in the Pallava script of the Malay language and dated May the 1st, 683 Anno Domini, has been found on the banks of the Tatang River on the island of Sumatra. It is not only the oldest example of the Malay language, but also supposedly the earliest known use of a symbol for the number zero, in a reference to what the local calendar calls the year 604. Everybody loves being up in the air in those aeroplanes, even in remote parts of Australia, such as Winton, Queensland, where three aviators have opened an airstrip in order to provide service to villages in what Australians call the outback. The name of the new air service is the Queensland and Northern Territory Aerial Services. They might want to think about shortening that name. In sports news, George Gipp, the star halfback for the Notre Dame football team, following a spectacular performance just a few days ago, has been hospitalised with pneumonia following complications from tonsillitis. The deadliest earthquake in Albanian history has killed 200 people, mostly in the town of Tepelena in the south of the country. The 6.2 magnitude tremor struck just before 10 in the morning and lasted just 7 seconds, enough to collapse dozens of buildings.
Your cunning little dimples and your baby stare, your baby talk and baby walk and curly hair. Your baby smile makes life worthwhile. You're just as sweet as you can be. Everybody loves a baby. That's why I'm in love with you. Pretty baby, pretty baby. And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, and mother too. Pretty baby, pretty baby.
Everybody loves a baby, or do they? Because of the high mortality rate among mothers using illegal medical services to terminate their pregnancies, the Soviet Union has become the first government on Earth to legalize the aborting of babies. Under the new decree, a woman whose confinement is 3 months or less will be able to have the child induced from the womb and disposed of. Marlon M. Garland, a Republican representative for Pennsylvania, was elected to the 67th Congress this month, but he will not get to serve in it. He has died at the age of 64. And that's the way of the world, November 1920.
100 years from today, 100 years from today.
The 100 Years Ago Show is a production of Markstein Enterprises and O'Kill Media, all rights reserved.